205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceemanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceemanywaters.org.
Well, here at the American Freedom Network, and before we get to our special guest for this morning, I just wanted to comment on the General Motors bankruptcy. We see the headlines that tell us that the United States is going to end up with 60% of General Motors, but we want everybody to know that the government doesn't want to own or control this automotive company. Well, then why did we get involved in the bankruptcy? The bankruptcy could have gone through. Why are we going to give General Motors another $30 to $50 billion of the American taxpayers' dollars while GM is shifting the focus of its production offshore to China and to Russia and to India and to Brazil? Why are we giving them money when they're shifting their focus of their production offshore? Because we want them to shift their production offshore. This is what it's really all about. Everybody should read the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, primarily the nephew of David Rockefeller, who really runs the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers, and it lays it all out. Equitable distribution of wealth between nations. In other words, we have to send America's wealth to other countries, but we can't let the American people know that. You see, they wouldn't understand the altruistic ideas of the people dedicated to the destruction of America and the establishment of a world government. And when you stop and think of it, so much of what's going on doesn't make sense unless you understand what's really behind this. And behind this desire for the world government are the powerful spiritual forces that have been there since the beginning of time, intent upon bringing a new God to the world. Well, certainly we can see the effort to destroy Christianity today. We can see the effort to transfer America's wealth overseas. And why doesn't somebody say, we have no business being involved in these bankruptcies, directing how the bankruptcies are carried out, transferring ownership of Chrysler to Fiat Motor Company that isn't putting up any money? We're putting up money. You, the taxpayers, are going to be putting up money to facilitate the transfer of the ownership of Chrysler to an Italian company. Doesn't make sense? Well, of course it makes sense. If you understand the true purpose of the administration and of the leadership of both political parties controlled by the same people, dedicated to globalization and the transfer of our wealth away from America, it all makes all the sense in the world. But you've got to help us get the truth out. Well, with that as a background, let's go to our special guest this morning, Dr. Rebecca Carley. And Rebecca was trained as a surgeon, practiced medicine for many years. But she is trying to educate the people about the dangers of vaccines. She's written articles about the recent episode of the flu and the fact that all of the evidence suggests that this entirely new organism, which has never existed before, is combined of an avian influenza virus and a human influenza virus and a North American swine virus and Asian swine virus. How would you get something like that? Well, obviously, it was created in the laboratory. Scientists throughout the world have suggested this, but we want you to know the World Health Organization can assure us that it just never happened. How do they know it didn't happen? Why, you're supposed to believe what you're told if you read it in the newspaper. Well, remember, if you don't read the newspapers, why, you're uninformed. If you do read the newspapers, you're misinformed. Well, Dr. Carley, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. And I just wanted to mention, as you were talking about all the money for the bailout for GM, the listeners should know that the economic stimulus bill that was passed had actually $954 million in it, almost $1 billion, for further vaccines. So apparently they were getting ready for this pandemic because, of course, this occurred before they released this bioweapon virus, and they're all talking now about vaccines being ready by this fall.
Well, it makes me feel very, very good to know that they're going to have a vaccine, but the question is, can we trust them? We know that they put a chorionic in the vaccines given throughout the world, and which, of course, meant that women becoming infertile and destroyed their right to have children. One of the most inhumane things that's ever been done, but they can't let the American people know. They use the vaccines for their political purposes of population control, and then, of course, the AIDS virus, certainly all of the evidence suggests that's in the vaccines, and that's how it got to certain specific areas of Africa, why there were eight different, actually, versions. This is not just one HIV virus, it's eight different species of it, subspecies of it, or subtypes of it. They all occurred spontaneously at the same time. We're supposed to believe it all came from people eating monkeys or having, I don't know what, intimate relationships with monkeys or anything. You can't let the American people know that there really are people who would put diseases in the vaccines for population control in Africa today. In Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women there, they're all tested, 46% are HIV infected, and they're all going to die American tax dollars at work. Well, go right ahead, Rebecca. Tell us about who you are, what your concern is, and I'll try to keep quiet.
Well, as you mentioned, I was trained as a surgeon, and I started doing this work investigating vaccines over 12 years ago after my only child was brain damaged by vaccines. And subsequently, I have uncovered and gotten numerous documentary evidences that are on my website, drcarley.com, that not only do vaccines give you the disease, but they corrupt the immune system and are responsible for all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people, pets, and food source animals. So, in fact, vaccine-induced diseases is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. The vaccine will cause the pandemic. Just like in 1918, it was inoculations given to the soldiers in World War I that started what they called the Spanish flu. They had a lot of vaccines left over after they vaccinated the soldiers because the war ended sooner than they thought it would. And so they convinced Americans and many other individuals in other countries to take the vaccine because they said the soldiers were coming home with this infection. And that is, in fact, what started the pandemic of 1918. And this is exactly what they're trying to do now. It's part of a global population reduction strategy.
No, I really didn't realize that, you know, I've always sort of wondered what was going on because so much of what's happened with that great influenza vaccine, the kill between 20 and 50 million people, it just didn't make any sense. Especially now that we've sent people up into the permafrost to dig up the bodies so we can get that virus, deadly virus, back again.
Yes, in fact...
Good news.
Oh, hold on. We'll
the March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in three airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Dr. Rebecca Carley, and you pick up the story there. We were just talking about the fact that they were actually giving injections to our servicemen during the First World War, and you feel that's how the disease was spread. Do we have any specific evidence of that, other than simply the fact that the epidemic came on after the injections?
Yes, there's a very excellent book. The title is Vaccinations, a Silent Killer, A Clear and Present Danger by Ida Honoroff, H-O-N-O-R-O-F-F, and Eleanor McBean. And they documented not only that the pandemic was caused by the vaccines, but there were a few countries, including Greece, that refused the vaccines, and no one in the entire country of Greece came down with the flu. They also tried to bring a lawsuit in the 1970s to stop the swine flu vaccine at that point, and the judge dismissed the case, telling them they did not have standing. When asked how they would get standing, the answer was if they took the shot and dropped dead. And so that was quite an amazing thing. There are now individuals trying to make an injunction at this time in different countries to stop this coming pandemic vaccine as well. I also wanted to mention, because you brought up the fact that they went to Alaska and actually dug up people who had died from the 1918 virus, there's an excellent DVD that people can order from PBS.org, that's the public broadcasting system, called Secrets of the Dead Killer Flu, in which they actually interview a molecular pathologist by the name of Jeffrey Taubenberger of the Army Institute of Pathology, who describes how his team went to Alaska, retrieved tissue samples of the people that had died from the 1918 flu, and brought the samples back to Atlanta to study it. They actually deconstructed the bug, figured out its genetic code, and he refers in this DVD to the virus as a terrorist which gets into the cells. When he was asked why he opened up this Pandora's box, his answer was, and I quote, "If we can shed light on why the 1918 virus was so lethal and understand the genetic basis of that, that information can be applied to the emergence of new influenza strains." So they're basically telling us what they're doing. And just as you were mentioning at the beginning, there is no way in nature that two different swine flu viruses, a bird flu virus, and a human flu virus could join together in a natural environment. It certainly came from a laboratory, and there is a researcher by the name of Adrian Gibbs who has filed documents with the WHO basically stating that fact.
But of course the thing is, the American people are not being told, because it is so ridiculous. I mean, how could anybody think that anybody would be evil enough to create terrible new diseases and then circulate them throughout the world? But, of course, people don't understand that we are dealing with organized evil. And when you understand that, it all makes sense, doesn't it? Well, now, basically, the current episode of so-called swine flu seems to be letting up. It seems to have started in Mexico, spread throughout the world, and now, of course, it seems to be abating. What are your thoughts? Do you think that we'll have another round of the flu, perhaps in the fall, when we have this wonderful vaccine all ready to give to hundreds of millions of people throughout the world?
Yes, because the vaccine will cause the pandemic. And this introductory round was just to give them an excuse to create a vaccine. In fact, I got an email from an individual that found an article on legitgov.org talking about that they've announced to the people in France that this fall, every person over 3 months of age is going to be required to get this vaccine. So you see, it's very obvious that that is their agenda, is to cause the pandemic, because why would they be making these decisions now, just as you said? What's happening with the infection rates in the world, it's going down now. And in fact, the number of people that have died from this flu is much less than dies from the regular flu, which, of course, most of those people get the flu from the vaccine as well. But the fact that they're already announcing, and Obama has stated as well, that they're planning on, you know, requiring people to get the swine flu vaccine in this country this fall as well. That's why the message I'm trying to give people is to just say no. As a matter of fact, most of the states have passed this Model State Health Emergency Powers Act after 9/11, which gives the government chilling powers in order to force people into quarantine and force you to undergo medical exams and different things of that nature. And in that document, they give the definition of a weapon of mass destruction, which is any weapon or method designed or has the capability to cause death or serious injury through the release of a disease organism. And in fact, vaccinations fall under that definition, because it's not just the viruses they're putting in there, it's all of the other toxic chemicals, aluminum, which causes allergic reactions. I have documents from NATO. They've known about that since the 1980s. Formaldehyde, mercury, which causes Alzheimer's disease, all kinds of things. And I'm convinced that this will be the vaccine that they'll put the microchip in, because that's a very easy way to deliver it to the majority of the population of the world.
Well, the thing is that we're dealing with people who have a different worldview, who have no human compassion. When you understand that, of course, it becomes very, very obvious that there are different people out there. You only catch occasional glimpses of this. We have a four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians based upon interviews with Dr. Dunnigan Dunn. He was a pediatrician from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and these were recorded in the early 1990s. Most of them were. And, of course, he talks about having heard one of the members of this group called the Order, Dr. Richard Day, was former medical director of Planned Parenthood, talking about this plan, the mass population control, creating new and terrible diseases. Of course, the talk was given in 1969, talked about how abortion was going to be legalized. It was 3 years later. Talked about how they were going to destroy the American car industry. And, of course, they were going to build better cars in Japan intentionally so people would not buy American cars. And it all has come to pass. Even talked about the fabulous salaries they were going to pay athletes. If you've never heard the four-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, it is one of the most chilling tape sets that we have. Well, we have somebody calling in. Who's calling in? Do we have a caller?
Mike from Longmont.
Hi. Hi. How are you doing? Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I did. I'm really enjoying the show, and it's very interesting. But I would like to call your guest on one statement that she made. And I've heard this said on other shows from other experts, that the reason the researcher gave for digging up the people under the permafrost and studying the virus was that you quoted him, I think, in saying they need to study it so they could apply it to future the emergence of future outbreaks.
Right. Well, basically, so they could apply it to future epidemics. Right.
Right. But I mean, I think that's that's not really fair.
You can interpret it any way you want to. We want to help the people, and maybe that was the impression he wanted to give. But why would you unleash something? Why would you put something that has been so deadly in the past?
He didn't unleash that. I mean,
yes, he did.
I mean, you're saying,
yes,
you're trying
they
to say,
to
wait a minute, wait a minute. You're trying to say that he is saying he's going to use it to make new viruses.
But
to,
you know that he's not. You know
he's
that he's not
he's
going
apply
to make
it to cure it, to find in the cure for future
no.
things.
No,
well,
that's not
I think that you can disagree whether you want to, but I would ask you one thing. You give me an answer. why would they possibly dig this up and put it in a laboratory when it could be accidentally released? Don't you think that they should be concerned about the possibility that this could create a deadly new international epidemic? And since one of the major thrusts of American foreign policy is population control, and they want to kill out hundreds of millions, if not billions of people, wouldn't you be concerned that they had done that with your tax money?
Well, yeah, I was concerned back in the 90s when I first heard they were going to go dig up that those people.
Okay, fine. Well,
but all I'm trying to point out is that his statement, that I doubt very much he meant he was going to use it for evil purposes.
Well,
I think he was saying he needs to study it to cure future outbreaks.
I see. Well, do you honestly believe that when there, you can get the National Security Study Memorandum 200, if we have it available here, you can pull it down off the internet, where Henry Kissinger in 1974 came out and said the major thrust of American foreign policy would be population control. Would you be concerned that an agency of government had this deadly virus?
Yes, absolutely. And I agree with everything else that's being said.
All right.
Except I thought that was kind of misleading.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, Dr. Stan, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, go ahead, Rebecca.
I would just like to comment. I quoted him exactly what he said, applied to the emergence of new influenza strains. And that is the hard question that people have to ask themselves. Why would you open up Pandora's box? This virus caused the biggest pandemic in the history of the world. Why would you go dig it up? Okay? And this caller is a perfect example of a person that has a conscience and cannot even conceive that they would intentionally do something like this. But in fact, they're putting it right in our face that this is what they've done. There is no reason to dig up a virus that's been gone for all of these years and have it go back into a laboratory. They've sent the virus to many laboratories. People don't realize we have 1,088 biowarfare laboratories in this country. That turns out to be about 20 per state, although some states have more, some states have less. The way they transfer viruses from lab to lab is by Federal Express. So every time you see a Federal Express truck going by you, there's a possibility that that truck could have lethal organisms in its back, a storage area being delivered to a laboratory. That's a fact. And that's what I'm trying to make people realize. You see, from studying Antoine Bachamp, and I'm sure you didn't learn about him in medical school either, Dr. Stan, Antoine Bachamp was around at the same time of Louis Pasteur. And what Antoine Bachamp proved is it's not the germs that we have to worry about. It's our toxic bodies. If you detoxify yourself and if you eat good organic food and drink clean water and breathe good air and things of that nature, your body is going to be able to fight any infection naturally. So for them to be injecting viruses into people is a total scam to begin with.
All right, fine.
Our creator gave our bodies the ability to develop lifelong natural immunity. And as I explain in the paper, inoculation is the true weapons of mass destruction. On my website, when you inject viruses directly into the bloodstream, you're actually bypassing a critical part of the immune system that makes it that you cannot push those viruses out. And there's another article on drcarly.com entitled Science of Vaccine Damage, where 17 non-pharma-funded veterinarians have backed up everything I said at the beginning, that this corruption in the immune system leads to all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, and cancer in people and in pets. So that's what people have to realize, is they're getting ready to push national health care down our throats, where they're going to be mandating that we take mammograms as women. Of course, mammograms cause breast cancer and all of these different things. I'm sure vaccines will be even pushed more. These things are actually leading to disease. And this is how Big Pharma is making billions of dollars with all their drugs. They cure nothing but just cause further side effects.
Okay, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in?
The gentleman that just called, he should be aware, too, that the CDC up in his area deals with West Nile, and they have the largest outbreaks of West Nile up in that area every year.
Well, the thing is that You could interpret what this man said that two ways, that they were doing it for good purposes, they were doing it for evil purposes, and certainly it is a legitimate criticism of the statement, but this is what he said, Dr. Carla. Carla just was duplicating, repeating what this gentleman had said about how they were going to use it for future outbreaks. But what is so difficult for people to understand is that they really have introduced things into our vaccines to create disease and create problems. All the evidence in the world that the government, CIA, introduced West Nile virus here.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country. Most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Rebecca Carley. And let's see, did we still have our listener, our caller on the line? I guess not. We'll go right ahead, Rebecca.
Comment on what he said. It was so important, Dr. Stan, especially in terms of the CDC. They have one of the largest biowarfare labs. And, in fact, another thing they're now doing is they're dropping what they call oral rabies vaccine all over this country in different areas, claiming that this is going to vaccinate the wild animals with rabies and protect them. In fact, I work with a veterinarian who has been tracking this, and outbreaks of rabies are happening in the areas that they're dropping this oral rabies vate. So they're doing all kinds of insane things like this, and there's no other possible explanation unless they are insane. For the fact that they're doing these things, why would they be doing these things and charging our taxpayer dollars to do so when there's natural hygiene ways to deal with all disease? And that is what people have to ask themselves. In fact, I was disgusted to learn that my alma mater, which is SUNY Health Science Center at Brooklyn, has now opened up what they call the Advanced Biotechnology Incubator at the Brooklyn Army Terminal. So now we have another gigantic biowarfare lab in very close proximity to the 8 million people in New York City.
Well, the thing is that we have all sorts of new diseases, and nobody wants to ask where they come from.
Yes.
Where did Lyme disease come from? It didn't exist. There was no Lyme disease prior to the biowarfare laboratory on Plum Island, just across the inlet from Lyme, Connecticut.
Exactly.
And, of course, you know, where did chronic fatigue come from? It didn't exist as an entity. It is a disease. And it can be communicated from one person to another. We see this in Gulf War illness. We see this, you know, associated with chronic fibromyalgia, an entirely new disease. And then, of course, we have AIDS, and then we have Ebola and Marburg's disease. These are all new diseases. And what is so amazing is so often they're only found primarily in laboratory animals before they spread into human beings. Why would that be? And, of course, there's beautifully covering the book by Lynn Horowitz, AIDS, Ebola, and the Emerging Viruses, I think is the title of it. We carry the book. We think it's an important book. Everybody should read it. That part of Lynn Horowitz's work, I think, was excellent. But you go right ahead, Rebecca.
Well, in fact, there's a patent for an organism called Mycoplasma incognitus. And Mycoplasma was found in all the Gulf War soldiers, even the ones that did not go to the theater of operations in the first Gulf War, and that was proof positive that they were getting this mycoplasma in their vaccines. And that's what I call Gulf War plague. That's the infectious component. A Gulf War syndrome involves many other things that they're doing to the soldiers, exposing them to depleted uranium, aspartame in their beverages, which is a neurotoxin, pyridostigmine and other drugs they're giving them. As a matter of fact, I do a show every Friday with a Marine who has enlisted people all over the world that listen to these shows, and one of his listeners sent me a copy of a document entitled Human Research Protection Program from the Department of the Navy. And in this document, it goes through all kinds of specifications that they're supposed to follow in terms of respect for persons, the safety of the subjects, informed consent, and other things of that nature. Meanwhile, it was announced by a company called Vical, V-I-C-A-L, on a website called Fierce Pharma, that they're going to be testing the U.S. Navy with this new vaccine that Vical has developed. A number of pharmaceutical companies are developing vaccines for this coming pandemic flu that will be spread by the vaccine. And the question that has to be asked is, how can you give informed consent for an experiment? Because by definition, an experiment is being done to find out what happens to somebody when they're being injected or given some kind of a research drug. So the whole thing, they're violating all of their own laws, and they're actually using the military as experimental guinea pigs. In fact, the book I mentioned before, Vaccination's a Silent Killer, documents that more soldiers died in World War I from their vaccines than died from gunfire. And I am convinced that the same thing holds true today.
Well, I think that if for our listener out there that's skeptical of what Rebecca is saying, we have a government report. Came out in 1994. We call it the Rockefeller Committee report. It actually came out of the Veterans Administration, where they actually talked about how they used our servicemen as guinea pigs without their knowledge or consent. We have a four-tape set on Vaccine A, an experimental vaccine that was given during the Gulf War and that led to chronic disease and disability on the part of literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of our Gulf War veterans. As Vaccine A, it's a special four tapes that we did, interviews with the author of the book who studied this very thoroughly. We have to understand that they really use our servicemen as guinea pigs, but they're doing this with our children as well. They know the danger of vaccines because Amish children do not get autism. Amish children, I think there were one or two cases, but they were children had been vaccinated who entered the Amish community, but they were not the Amish children who did not get the vaccines. Would you talk a little bit about these NATO booklets that you mentioned before, where they know that the vaccines, because of the construction, create an immune response that leads to autoimmune disease? Would you like to get into that?
Definitely, because it's really amazing when you find evidence in their own documents of their knowingly doing harm to others. The book that I'm talking about is entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines. It's a NATO book, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, published in the early 1980s. And they have a whole section in there where they also talk about the anti-fertility vaccines that you were mentioning. They document that in the book. But in particular, what I was referring to is something called an adjuvant. In this book, they talk about aluminum. In vaccine A, he talks about squalene. These are both things that are put into vaccines in order to make your B-cell system go into hyperdrive and produce lots of antibodies. But what they document in this book is that aluminum is actually responsible for the production of IgE. IgE is the antibody of allergy and anaphylactic shock. The little children that are going into shock sitting in a cafeteria because the person sitting next to them is eating a peanut butter sandwich and they're just smelling it. All of these different situations, all of the children with asthma and hives and all of these IgE-produced problems is due to the aluminum that's being injected into them in the vaccines. And they document this in that book.
And, of course, we see an epidemic of asthma in our children today. We never used to see anywhere near as much as we see today. So many of the people of our servicemen have all sorts of asthma and allergic reactions. My son almost died of respiratory failure when he was in the military. He was in the Navy. He was going to be career Navy. And of course, all these vaccines. And he went into acute respiratory failure, had a little asthma when he was growing up, but nothing of any sort. Almost died and really was totally incapacitated by his immune response. He developed, and I'm firmly convinced it came from all the multiple vaccines they give. But they don't want the American people to know that. Oh, vaccines are safe and effective. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not safe, and they do far more harm than good. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Rebecca Carley.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Rebecca Carley. Rebecca, why don't you get your website out there where people can learn how to get in touch with you.
Sure. My website is the triple W's, drcarley.com. That's drcarley.com. I would like to also just give the good news that I have developed a protocol using natural therapies, especially homeopathic remedies, to detoxify the harmful effects of vaccines that has reversed over 3,000 cases of autism alone. But not just autism. My protocol works also for asthma, allergies. I have clients, little babies with insulin-dependent diabetes, juvenile arthritis, all of these things. And people and pets can be reversed. So that's the good news. But my main goal is to stop this insanity and to let people at least have the decision themselves of whether or not they want to inject their body with these harmful substances. I mean, it's a main premise of the Constitution that we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. And as you were saying, Dr. Stan, vaccines have never been proven to be safe or effective. So how dare they start mandating that people inject themselves with these harmful substances if they're in the military or in schools? Now they're mandating that all elderly people in nursing homes be injected with flu vaccines and pneumonia vaccines, which both still have mercury. Mercury causes Alzheimer's disease. So they are causing all of these problems, and they're forcing people to have this done. This is totally unconstitutional, and it must be stopped.
And, of course, the aluminum contributes to the Alzheimer's disease. We have a great four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease available through Radio Liberty. That's Alzheimer's disease. We have a great four-tape set on the human papillomavirus vaccine, HPV vaccine. You have to understand that they're destroying the lives of so many of our young women with this vaccine. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. And the only way you can understand that is to understand that there really are evil people out there who hate humanity. And I went to the CDC. I talked to them about the AIDS epidemic when I was there. I spent 3 days at the CDC. And I will tell you, there were people at the CDC who were very concerned and wanted to do the right thing, and they were afraid to do it. One of them was Jim Curran, who was the in charge of the AIDS epidemic there at the CDC, and he subsequently left the CDC and went to Emory University. But there were other people there who had no intention of stopping the epidemic. And I suddenly became frighteningly aware of the fact that there was another agenda. And well, the epidemic started with the homosexuals who took an experimental vaccine. It was an experimental vaccine for hepatitis B, and it was those homosexuals where the epidemic began. And of course, in San Francisco, we have the statistics. 75% of the homosexuals who took that experimental vaccine came down with AIDS. Do you honestly think that just happened by coincidence? Well, and of course, the disease is killing in Africa. In South Africa, 40% of the adult population is infected, and they're all going to die, ladies and gentlemen. American tax dollars at work. Well, Rebecca, you know, as you talk to people across America, do you think? Tell me a little bit more though about your treatment for autism. I mean, how much response can you get from these autistic children?
Well, first of all, I have to say the New York State medical mafia went after me in 2003, claiming I have a delusion of conspiracy and wanted me to undergo electroshock therapy or institutionalization to keep my medical license. And I told them they can have their license. I'm a teacher now. So I do not treat anything. I do not practice medicine. What I do is teach people what I would do if I was they. There's four diagrams on my website. The first one is called the Big Picture. And that diagram on one piece of paper explains the cause of all disease, that basically it's just a combination of multiple different assaults, be they spiritual assaults, which, by the way, that's occurring with them using aborted babies to make vaccines. In my opinion, that is a spiritual assault, as well as a very dangerous situation because you can develop antibodies against any part of that dead baby's body that's injected into you. But at any rate, all of these different assaults, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, whatever, eventually your body breaks down and you reach critical mass, and that's when you start to develop symptoms. So what I do is take histories from people and deconstruct their big picture and then teach them how to detoxify the vaccines, the heavy metals, the pesticides, the antibiotics and yeast, radiation. There's ways you can detoxify all these things with homeopathy, as well as alkalinization is very important, uncorrupting the immune system, and then natural herb supplements and homeopathics to repair the damage. There's even homeopathics that can repair the myelin sheath that has been damaged by the autoimmune attack with autism, ADD, learning disabilities, ALS, all of these situations, MS, they're all from demyelination. What I explain to people is there's four things that determine how much improvement anybody gets. And the first thing is, are they willing to do what they have to do? The second thing is how old they are, because obviously the younger a person is, the more resilient their healing mechanisms are and the faster they can be healed. The third thing is how long they've had the problem. I have little babies as young as 2 years old that have insulin-dependent diabetes, especially now that they've brought out this insane chickenpox vaccine. That can be reversed. However, if you've had diabetes for 30 years, chances are the pancreas is pretty much dead, especially as you're giving insulin from the outside. That basically tells your pancreas to go to sleep now because you're getting it from other sources. And then the last thing is, are people willing to wean off the drugs? One of the most amazing things, Dr. Stan, and I'm sure you've encountered this as well, is when you get a list of people's medication and a list of their symptoms, and I spend many, many hours going through the physician's desk reference, looking up the different side effects that are admitted to by the drug companies. And in every case, I always find a great many of the symptoms the people are having are being caused by the drugs. Now, unfortunately, what happens with the medical doctors is that when somebody gets a symptom after they're started on a drug, I've never had a single case where the person told me, they said, oh, you better go off that drug, we're going to do something else. What they usually do is add another drug for that symptom. And I've had people that are taking as many as 20, 25 medications. Of course, no research has been done to research the effects of taking all of these drugs together. What does one drug do to another drug? And this is a very large part of the problem as well.
Well, we got a real problem, but how well do the children do over the autism?
Well, as I said, I've probably reversed about 3,000 cases now. It just turns out that's the majority of the problems that my clients have. And I've had many of them that become
normal. Rebecca, we're out of
time.
God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay,
thanks
great.
Very much.
Bye-bye.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dust tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya's. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for large or special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our... Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. Rebecca Carley. You have to understand how dangerous the vaccines are. And certainly, all you need to do is compare the Amish children who don't take the vaccines to the children who do. You go to my website, and certainly RadioLiberty.com, and we actually go back through the years. We have several articles there on vaccines, and basically we point out that most of the deaths from the childhood illnesses had stopped. I mean, they'd been falling dramatically. 95% had fallen before they started the vaccines because of increased nutrition, because our children were healthier than children in other nations. So the vaccines have not significantly cut back on death or disability, but they have created terrible havoc with juvenile diabetes, with autism, with certainly allergies, with asthma, with neurodevelopmental abnormalities, one of the greatest scams ever foisted on any group of educated human beings. Well, we have educated or uneducated human beings. We have, first of all, the little book, Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? A good place to start, Neil Miller's book, Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? His book on autism and his book, The Vaccine Safety Manual, great big book. The small one is inexpensive, easy to read. We have a four-tape set, Vaccine Update 2009. Now we have another four tapes on vaccine. Now we have the Vaccine Update, and that's four CDs. We carry Dr. Blaylock's great DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. We carry a book by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on vaccination, and we carry one of her DVDs. But the first ones that I mentioned, I think, are four tape set on vaccine update. Pardon me, four CD set on vaccine update 2009, and certainly the DVD on vaccines and brain development. Information you need to get. Have a great DVD if you want to know about autism. It's called Autism, Mercury, and the Global Population Epidemic, pardon me, Global Population Agenda, by Dr. David Ayoub. And, of course, when you get that, you get a CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of information about the toxicity of mercury, which they're putting in your influenza vaccines. They know they're doing harm. Certainly, we do carry, if you want to purchase it from us, the National Security Study Memorandum 200, this great big thick government document, formerly top secret, now declassified, talking about the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control. That's why we're putting the chorionatotropin into the vaccine so women can't have children. And people throughout the world hate America, and with good justification. But it's not the American people. It's the wicked people in control. And we do have an invisible government. You want to get into that, my talk on the Financial Armageddon, we recommend, along with the syllabus. We also have a new syllabus called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and we give you all the names of the people who are involved in these secret societies and semi-secret societies here in the United States, and organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. You can verify that in Professor Quigley's long-suppressed book, but now available through Radio Liberty, Tragedy and Hope, on page 951 and 952. Check it out, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Got got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma.